Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we got financial news. We've got the feds now admit they knew that the dust was deadly. Really, criminals? We don't need you to admit that. We know you're criminal murderers, total scums, filth of the earth. We'll explain why they did that. I remember the New York Post attacking us, saying those of us promoting, you know, getting the firemen, police, and others help were bad, and that the police, firefighters, and emergency workers were ambulance chasers. Really, a bunch of them have died of cancer already, and the CAT scans from major universities admit that they're full of asbestos and everything else, but whatever. Again, you're seen as scum to them. They want to use you. They go, oh, look at the heroes. And by the way, the heroes support our agenda of sticking our hands down your pants and launching wars and spying on you without warrants. Because of Al-Qaeda, now they're like, forget about Al-Qaeda. You're the terrorist. Terrorists is everywhere. And movie theaters have a responsibility to keep you safe. That's why they're filing suit against the movie theater. The police don't have any liability to protect you. The movie theater doesn't have any liability to protect you. The airline doesn't. You do. Any government that claims it's going to protect you is going to deliver you into a police state that is the greatest danger. And now they're going to put, the TSA saying, body scanners and stuff in shopping malls and at theaters. This is the new prison state. See, you're like, well, people just won't fly. You know, we're going to break the TSA. That's why they don't care. It's an agenda. They don't care if $40 billion is lost in terrorism. They don't care if it destroys the government's name. They know you know they're criminal at the top. They're going ahead with it. You're going to face scan if you're going to buy or sell. A lot of atheists are like, cool, Christians don't like it. I can't wait to do it. You can't wait to be charged $5, $10 every time you use your face scan. You can't wait to have everything you do tracked and controlled. You're like, no, I have nothing to hide. It's not that you have something to hide, Dumbo. It's that corrupt groups have always used stuff like this to enslave you. Hey, I have nothing to hide. Why do I care if they're listening to me? Bad governments listen to you. It always goes bad. There's going to be stuff they want to take. They're going to want to shut your company down because it'll make their insider buddies more money. It's like somebody walking down the street in the worst part of town at 5 a.m. with money sticking out of their pockets going, I have nothing to hide. Yeah, we know you don't have anything to hide. You're going to get knocked on the head, Dumbo. You'll find out. You'll find out. Jim, we're going to go to you in a minute, but first we're talking to Sam in California. Finish up the points you were making, sir. We're going to go to break and come back with more calls.
Alex, in closing, I just really want to plead with everyone to stay vigilant. You know, support your local radio stations. Support local. Support Alex and InfoWars. Because honestly, without InfoWars, I would see myself still being asleep, not awake, not ready for anything. And it's interesting how there hasn't been one agency at all that recreated, at least, like on a smaller scale, 9/11, to see if, you know, jet fuel does melt steel. Let's get to the bottom of these simple answers.
Well, Underwater Laboratories did do it, and then they told their scientists, their engineers, don't release the findings. Kevin Ryan did, and it's impossible. It didn't even weaken the steel.
Of course, but, you know, we need to get that on video and show it to these simpletons that are still asleep. Because, you know, if they were at least logical enough to question it themselves, then we would
be. But, I mean, I agree with you, but I don't even debate that. They're on tape saying Building 7 has fallen when it hadn't, and it fell on its own footprint from fires, a total collapse, which it later did. It's a script. And then you got the cops going, get back, they're bringing it down. You go to the cops, you say, who told you that? Well, we went to the cops. We went and found him in New York. Guys that are on TV, and they're like, and people that were there, they go, all we know is they said get back, and it came over the radios, and then a countdown. And you heard the countdown. Yes, I talked to police and EMPs who heard it. I mean, they heard it. The city managers were out there, and it was a countdown. Also, the Red Cross was in on it. People were like, Red Cross? Oh, yeah, they're CIA folks. They've always been. They're above CIA. That's why, who do you think they use who can go into any country? They've got diplomatic immunity. They go in any country anytime they want. And you don't want the Red Cross saying you're bad. The Red Cross is total New World Order. Well, look at their symbol, the Red Cross. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here going head up against the globalists and their dragon. We will stand against the tyranny. We will bear testament to the cashless society technocracy control grid, to the chem and bio weapon attacks being carried out through the food, the water, in the air we breathe. We will awaken humanity out of the deep slumber that they're in. I am your host, Alex Jones. And if you just joined us for the first time, you have found it. The very tip of the spear when it comes to awakening humanity. And I tell you, I'm going to continue with your phone calls here on this September 11th broadcast, 11 years after the tragic event that no one can deny has been used to take our liberties. And now CNN is reporting that NATO and the Pentagon are looking at doing a peace treaty with Al-Qaeda. The CFR is saying Al-Qaeda is doing a good job attacking Assad in Syria, telling families that they're going to blow up their children in the house if the father doesn't drive a truck into a police station. All of this is coming out. CNN reporters are quitting. We covered that yesterday, saying that when governments massacre people in Bahrain, they're told to cover it up. They're told to cover up Al-Qaeda massacres on the other side. I mean, this just shows you how dumb the power structure thinks you are, that they're now saying Al-Qaeda is good 11 years later. Well, I told you at the time, it was even in the news then, but they didn't report it like it was a big deal. It was like, oh, yeah, U.S. generals and colonels are complaining that they were ordered to fly, you know, thousands of Al-Qaeda and Taliban leaders to safety to Pakistan and give them chest of gold. It was called the Airlift of Evil. Look it up. You can just type in Airlift of Evil, Afghanistan, and it'll be Times of London, you name it. And I made films about that. I freaked out about that. They're like, oh, that conspiracy theorist says Al-Qaeda is working for the globalists. I mean, I didn't say that. They used them against the Russians, the Serbs. They used them against us to take our liberties. They're using them against Libya, against Syria. They are the big jihadi army. And so we're talking about the smoking guns. Now, coming up in the next hour, is America still free 11 years after 9/11? Our own Linda West goes out to report, and that report will be filed here on air. I've seen it. It's pretty darn powerful. It's great for the radio listeners to hear the audio, but even more powerful if you see the video. You can see the video. Follow along with us on the radio at prisonplanet.tv. But never fear, radio listeners. Prisonplanet.tv members all get the video first and in higher quality, but we archive almost 90% of it or more at YouTube for you within a day or so, and then post it on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But it is the PrisonPlanet.tv members that do pay it forward and really do support this exploding alternative media system that we've built that we call InfoWar. All right, let's go ahead and also tell you about Aaron Dykes went to Germany to visit the birthplace of the Illuminati, and he's going to file that report, video/audio, very powerful, coming up in the next hour as well. We're continuing with your calls. I will go over the 20 smoking guns of 9/11, and I'm going to have Paul repost this as one of the top stories later at Infowars.com, or perhaps I'll have Kurt Nimmo do that as well. But bottom line, criminal elements are allowing terrorists to attack, or in some cases staging attacks or provocateuring attacks. Sometimes they provocateur, that's the most common, just get crazy people and hype them up to do low-level asymmetrical attacks. They also let things happen, which is actually a very rare type of attack. Most terror groups, even though they don't know it, are funded by Western intelligence to have full-spectrum dominance. You got to have a dance to be able to dance. You got to have a partner. You got to stage something to have a war and control the economy and take the liberties. And then there is, of course, which is the most devastating and highly organized. That's where government purely carries it out and then burns patsies. You see that in Operation Northwoods, Operation Gladio. You see that in many other programs. You see that in the USS Maine blown up in 1898 to blame the Spanish. Hitler's Reichstag, Hitler's Operation Himmler at Gliwice, staging terror attacks to blame on the Polish government. That's been declassified, brought out in the Nuremberg trials. The idea of inside job, false flag is now known. So who stands to gain? Corrupt interests from staging attacks or letting them happen. From all the research we've done, 9/11 was a purely staged, manufactured event. Was it provocateured? Didn't let it happen. They tried to spin it in Congress and in the New York Post and say, oh, they knew and let it happen. They've been caught knowing it was happening and standing down and ordering the FBI, who was not involved, to stand down. The deputy director quit over it. He was killed on 9/11. They looked that up, Mr. O'Neill. This is very small groups at the top, through compartmentalization and need to know, control this entire operation. And if people can't understand this, let me give you two movie analogies, and I'll go back to your calls. With your smoking gun and your take 11 years later on how this has been used to kill our republic. Let me use a little more not as popularly known. I mean, it was a big movie, but not a mega hit. Final Fantasy. A meteor crashes into the Earth carrying these entities that are from basically another dimensional shift, so you can't really see them. And most of the Earth's population has been wiped out. There's a space command in orbit. There's a few cities left on the ground, a few dozen. New York's the biggest. And this general wants to basically take over, the head of the space defense, because he wants to shoot the meteor core to try to get rid of it. But they found every attack only makes it stronger. Again, Final Fantasy. It's a pretty good movie. It's new agey, but the point is it's got a good plot. So the general wants to let in a few of the entities through the shields so he can say, see, I'm right, we've got to attack them. Ends up destroying all of New York. That's a false flag, okay? It's a frame-up. I don't know how I'm supposed to explain this. they said it was a conspiracy theory for 40 years. It was never a conspiracy theory that the Gulf of Tonkin 1964 was staged. It became a rumor because people like Telephone didn't have the San Diego Herald Tribune. About 6 months, you can pull this up on microfilm, it's online, you can look it up. About 6 months after that event happened that officially got us into the Vietnam War, the ships get back, and a captain and some others were asked by the media, and they said, morally, we're not going to lie, we were not attacked, in two separate events. Then it becomes a game of telephone, where, oh, I heard it didn't really happen. So it becomes a big rumor. Okay? But on the 60th anniversary, 2004, the 50th anniversary, it's 40th. I can't do my math now. On the 40th, teleprompter free, folks. On the 40th anniversary of 1964, 2004, they released the audio, and I sat there. We actually broke it. And I played it on the air, and then finally some media picked it up. I'm not bragging we broke it. It just shows how lazy media is. I sat there one night, all night. My wife came down at like 6 a.m. and she said, what are you doing? And I said, well, I had to find it. I'd always heard it was in these transcripts. And there was LBJ with McNamara. And I guess it's like when you're, from what I've heard potheads do, when they're like on the phone with their buddy wanting some weed, they're like, hey, can you bring the coffee by? Or, hey, can you bring the paint by? Or, oh, yeah, it's really good green stuff. And they're sitting there. He's at his ranch outside Austin. And McNamara's up at D.C. He's like, okay, now tomorrow there's going to be an event like the other one. The press is going to be there. You just come out and you say this and this. And then you kind of, you know, act like you don't know what's going on. And then the next day, well, we played the tape. Everybody's heard it. The point is that then you come out and say, well, we got to do something. We got to have a resolution. And again, coming up, there'll be another attack. It's going to happen tomorrow. And so and then you hear the president sitting there taking his orders. Okay, so I say this. So I went and listened through hundreds of hours, you know, fast-forwarding of these McNamara things. They put on C-SPAN, you know, the full 40 years later declassified. And you've got to listen to it every time the tape loops over. It's so old it goes, boom, 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 boom. It's real bad audio, but you can hear the president going, sitting there while all of this is being recorded. Okay, so there you go. That's what's going on. That's what's happening. Should I go to your calls? Let's take a bunch of them. But that's what we're talking about. This is real. This was staged. And later I'll tell you, we know it's staged. We know the official story is a lie, but we've reverse engineered. It's one thing to know the official story isn't true, but it's hard to find out exactly what they did. But I've done deep research, have a pretty good idea of the most probable of what really happened. I'll cover that at the start of the next hour. And go through the 20 smoking guns. Jim in California, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, man. Hey, I was turned on to you, actually, at a 9/11 roundtable that you did on Coast to Coast years ago. And it was, I mean, it was probably one of the best radio programs that I had heard on that show. And what we've learned so much since then, I think that, you know, with Jesse Ventura and now even George Norrie, featuring Dr. Judy Wood, I wondered, when are you going to bring her on and have a serious discussion about her work? Because she's quite the academic, and I just have always wondered.
No, I hear you. I hear you, and I appreciate your call. I don't really know Judy, and I haven't read her book. But immediately, the space beam energy weapon crowd came out and was real aggressive, not even so much her, but others. You better cover this, or we're going to expose you. And then I saw one of the former Bush administration officials just do some things that I knew was meant to discredit everything. They were really trying. So I'm not saying she's like that. But the whole thing, when people try to ram stuff down my throat, I get my hackles up. You know, it's like one time I was, you know, going to a gun rally here, and I showed up and people said, you're not welcome to speak here. But my audience was all there. And so I said, I'll do whatever I want. You know, I mean, I'm kind of the type of guy where if somebody tells me this is the way it is, whether they're a cop out of control, a bureaucrat, or anybody else, or a citizen, I kind of bow up. But there was just a whole controversy of infighting over bombs in the buildings versus space beams. And all I know is explosive residue was found. You can see blast squids on 7. I want to discuss the police saying, get back, they're blowing it up. You know, I want to discuss the hardest info, not create a whole fight over, you know, really complex things that can't be proven one way or the other. There you go.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
My name is Frank Bates, and I've got some urgent news for you. Did you know that a solar storm in 1989 caused an enormous blackout in Quebec? Here's the really bad news. Experts are predicting that solar storms will get really severe over the next year, and our electric grid is extremely vulnerable. In fact, the Wall Street Journal reported that we could soon face blackouts lasting weeks or months, leaving major parts of the USA temporarily uninhabitable. Are you prepared for this coming crisis? Watch the video at 123offgrid.com for a simple trick for generating your own off-grid power so that no matter what happens, your home will be a little island of light and warmth, even if it's dark everywhere else. And as a nice little bonus, you'll also slash your power bill. Protect your home by watching the free video at 123offgrid.com. Simply do what the video at 123offgrid.com says, and you'll be more prepared than 98% of people. Go to 123offgrid.com now. 123offgrid.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's C-A-R-N-I-V-O-R-A.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
In the last 11 years since 9-11, and of course I predicted the attacks of 9-11, saying they blow up the World Trade Centers, blaming on their asset Bin Laden and launch attacks in Afghanistan. I can see the preparations really about a year before 9-11, and then 6 months before, I was saying they're going to stage terror attacks. And then by July 25th, 2001, I was able to break it all down on record that I saw that coming because I saw the media preparing everyone for the attack. Since then, I've seen real attempts to create fissures and divide and conquer in the liberty movement or in the historical of societies about which area is most important to investigate. We've looked at it all. But when you have groups that from the beginning make it about infighting and attacking other researchers, I run from them. Because in this society, so many people that I've worked with, built up, put them on the map, believe that if they could ever, I'm not talking about what the caller called about earlier, if they could ever bring me down, that they would suddenly be big. I mean, it's crazy, folks. I have helped people in ways that are unbelievable. And then the things they make up, the things they do, the things they say, it's just shocking what goes on. But that's not just in the media. That is all across the board. A general sickness in society. What I try to do is go, hey, in history, governments have staged terror attacks. Here's dozens of admitted examples by our government and other governments. Okay, so now you understand this is plausible to look at. Now let's look at the evidence. And then I go to Building 7, I go to the NORAD stand down, I go to 44,000 U.S. troops, 17,000, 18,000 British troops, massed in the Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, and surrounding areas. In a six-month buildup, Associated Press, Reuters reported as well that Bush signed launch order to attack Afghanistan on September 10th. Guys, type that in. Bush signed order to attack Afghanistan on September 10th. It was set for a week after that for it to go. I mean, this was all ships arriving, troops getting off. You know, the media saying, Bin Laden's about to hit. What do? You give your rights up when he attacks. I mean, it was Jim Jones Kool-Aid drinking drills on the news. I'm not smart to know an attack was coming. Here's the bad man. When he gets you, what do? We give our rights up. So I go into all those areas, a full spectrum. But, you know, this happens in academia, too, where people fight over their different theories and ideas. All I know is the official story is not true. There it is, London Guardian. Bush team agreed plan to attack the Taliban the day before September 11th. Yeah, that's London Guardian. But again, the actual order is public now. He signed the order agreeing on an attack a week hence on September 10th. Jeb Bush, AP WorldNet Daily, declared preemptive martial law in Florida with no hurricane on September 7th because they were, and I say Bush wasn't involved. Whoever told Jeb obviously was. They were planning to have the Shanksville, Pennsylvania plane go into the Capitol. And boy, they had to take the Capitol out. Can you imagine? Well, Congress is disarrayed and things we have to, you know, move to this system. They were planning a total takeover. But the word is from the commanding generals and others, they even gave them awards. And Don DeGrand Prix, big arms dealer, a colonel in special ops, died of a heart attack shortly after. He said the happy hooligans of North Dakota assigned to Virginia, they refused orders, and the general said, aim nine. And later that came out in the tapes. They go, well, that doesn't mean anything. They put two aim nines into Flight 93. That's why it spread over 8 miles. And they just showed an engine hole and said that was the plane. Then they had debunking things where, well, by MapQuest, it's 8 miles. No. The state police reported debris 8 miles. Not by road or by traveling, but as crow flies. So they slammed two AIM 9s in there, and that kind of messed up their narrative. So they said, oh, there was a let's roll thing. And this woman, the Solicitor General's wife, Olson, she called her husband. The FBI admits, look this up. Look it up. They checked the records. There was no call. They were saying at 30,000 feet her phone was working. The only real calls off air phones. Report not one but two different craft and stewardesses, flight attendants, excuse me, saying there's some type of gas, can't breathe. So it looks like some of the aircrafts landed and got people off. Others actually had people on board who were gassed. We're not, again, all we have are these pieces. And these are real. These are real pieces. These are real issues. They fired two AIM-9 Sidewinder missiles into that aircraft. That's what brought it down. By the way, though, they put out the let's roll because everybody's like, wait a minute. And they say, well, that was pre-9/11. People didn't know. Let me tell you, pre-9/11, and I'm not even the baddest guy around. But you get in a fight with me, you're going to get one. Believe me. Some guys pull out box cutters. I'm going to say it's clobbering time. I mean, that I don't even wake up till, you know, it's an overwhelming odds. And then, actually, it's a drug. I kind of like it because I kick like a mule and I bite like a crocodile. Four guys come at me. That's when you get the real power. That's when you can break necks real fast. How to bash their brains out.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
For joining us, I am Alex Jones, your host. Hey, I'm going to go right back to your calls and get into some economic news. September 11th, 11 years later. But I remember on the day of 9/11 saying, don't give money to Red Cross, don't give money to United Way. They fence the money out to anti-gun groups. They give the money to anti-family groups. They give the money to Agenda 21 groups, but nobody knew what that term was. Take over your towns and cities and tell you they're going to manage things. And of course, later it came out that both groups didn't give the majority of the money to any type of victims or even use it for disasters anywhere. They used it for PR and for their salaries and for anti-liberty agendas. And I said, send them breathing apparatus. We found a few local churches and we had our listeners on record September 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th for a week. We said, do not believe the government. The dust is deadly. Do not go into the area. Those buildings are built out of asbestos. There's all sorts of toxic stuff in there. We went through the whole list of it. But they wanted to open up Wall Street and all that. They wanted to have it all continue, so they said, hey, don't worry, don't wear any mask. Everything's fine. They didn't just say, oh, it's not that bad. They said, no mask needed. And people would be in there for minutes without a serious respirator and have nosebleeds. And, of course, the big universities, you can look this up, within just a few months did CAT scans of the lungs. The Mount Sinai medical centers, all of them, all over the country, they had the firefighters, the police, the medical workers, the military, the doctors that went and volunteered, that rushed in as the politicians, posed as saviors and worked on that pile. And they said it's a conspiracy theory, you're not sick. And within 2 years, all the police dogs died of different types of cancer, lung, nasal, you name it. And the statistics now, it's thousands of dead. I mean, just off the charts cancer. I've been there with the firefighters and police, who were at the speaking event 6, 7, 8 years ago where they'd be coughing blood up in the green room, taking off the oxygen, mask to go out and give a speech. And then I'd read the New York Post say they're ambulance chasing, that they want to get covered just for their medication. And the guy that heads up the Main Foundation even gave his kidney to one of the people. Just amazing work that they've done. And I got to say, We Are Change and InfoWarriors, everybody really put on benefits. I put on in-game for free to a packed house, paid to get all the equipment, my people there. So I didn't just give up all the proceeds. I paid to put it on, and then the proceeds, gave that to the Feel Good Foundation, John Feel. We've tried our best while being called scum. In fact, you notice last year, first responders weren't allowed into the pile. That's because they're so angry. And they keep saying stuff when Giuliani walks by. Remember that last year? People don't remember that. Guys, type in first responders. First responders, not welcome at 9/11 ceremony. It was for politicians to sit there and grandstand. Remember that last year? Well, now the loving government has come out. Federal government may finally recognize 9/11 cancer link, say attorneys for survivors. That's out of the New Jersey News, NJ.com. Here's another one out of CBS. 9/11 workers celebrate victory. They're not heroes. They're just workers. Over addition of cancer coverage, but concerned about funding. Yeah, the government insurance they got from this didn't even cover cancer. And it just goes over. But now they're having to admit, folks, we had Christina Todd Whitman's own report. She came out and said the dust is deadly the first day, and then she was ordered to lie, so they put out a fake report saying it wasn't. Let me tell you, atomized asbestos and the mercury from all the switches and all the computers and all that blown sky high by those weapons they had inside, you're breathing that? I mean, give me a break. You see the people that day, the cops, with just blood running out their nose, blood coming out their mouth. Let me tell you, rescue or not, I'd have tied, I'd have had goggles on. They should have said, everybody, drive to New York, bring them goggles, bring them respirators, everything. Hey, let's move the stock exchange, 5 miles up the road to a warehouse. They could have done that. But no, it's fine. Go on in. Open schools down the block. It's fine. And all these famous people have died that had apartments down there. Who's the big famous singer died? And her doctors were telling her, yeah, it's the dust. It just died a few months ago. Because they told her, oh, go right back in. Her apartment had its windows knocked out with dust in it. Oh, that dust is just fine, honey cakes. There's a government just so cold-blooded that it doesn't just not care about the first responders. They hate you. So remember that military when they want you to take vaccines that are experimental. It turns out they're being paid to test on you. There's no law you got to take experimental shots in the military. Okay, we've got all of that going on. We've got all of this happening. Remember that, because they're now trying to make first responders take shots again, saying you'll be fired. Nurses, organize and say no. EMTs, organize and say no. Police, organize and say no, like you did in 2002 with the Emergency Health Powers Act, the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act. Say no. A bunch of states said no to barcodes for kids at schools 10 years ago. Say no again. Learn to say no, 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 because if they can make the first responders take shots, they're going to make us. That's what this is about. That's what the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act was about, making them all take it. So they'd say, well, we had to take it. You're going to take it. We're all in this together. I'm going to go to some calls and then some financial news here in about 7, 8 minutes. Let's move quick. Jeff in Illinois. 11 years later, what's your take on 9/11?
Hey, Alex, great to be on the show. 11 years later, there's been a lot more that's developed, and you were just saying, so maybe a new film is needed. But I'm going to hold you to your 10 hours of your money bomb day that you said you were going to cover 9/11.
Yes, I'm going to do 10 hours and go over 500 smoking guns with exhibits on the money bomb, and I'm supposed to announce that this week. Because our haters hate it. You know, George Soros gets your money in bailouts and funds MSNBC and Media Matters, your tax money. But that's okay. But we say, yeah, donate $500,000 or whatever so we can buy equipment, hire reporters. I've done it all. I've hired 6 reporters, 7 graphics people. I've expanded all the equipment. And, yes, we need your financial support, not just at the money bomb, but every day. In fact, I'm going to announce that in the beginning of the second, third, it'll be in the middle or so of October. So I've got to go ahead and get that announcement out soon.
Great.
Go ahead, Jeff.
I wanted to talk about how I woke up, which was the Pentagon incident. There was no plane wreckage. They reported it was originally a 50-foot hole, then a 60-foot hole. The roof line was intact for 50 minutes before collapsing. A plane couldn't even fit underneath a 5-story building without spilling out on the front lawn. There's no lawn.
No, it looks like, according to munitions experts, it looks like what a bunker buster does. And then the footage they released, they kept hundreds of tapes. The one footage they released, it looks like a missile trail coming in. But again, I never really harp on that because it's kind of a tar baby where you can't, get anywhere. My issue is they blew up Building 7 in front of everybody. Go ahead.
But there's like 10 cameras on every side of the Pentagon, at the top of the Pentagon, and they released that footage from the video surveillance cam.
And it looks like a white missile. It looks like a drone with a missile trail behind it.
Well, it's a missile that's painted to look like an American Airlines flight, and then that's why they have it horizontally, because there's no wing.
How important is it to you that we expose 9/11?
I think it's the biggest hoax that's ever been pulled on this earth. I try to wake some people up, and they hear you for a little while, and then you tell them that the towers were blown up by a controlled demolition from top down, and all the facts, the bomb-sniffing dogs removed 2 weeks before. Marvin Bush is head of the security for the Twin Towers. I mean, all the things that tie in together.
Oh, I forgot about that. And when I first heard that right after 9/11, I went and looked it up. His contract ended September 10th, and he literally handed the keys back that morning and then bragged that he was on the subway when it got hit. Marvin Bush ran security.
And your interview with Aaron Russo changed my life. That's how I kind of found out about InfoWars, and you have changed my life, and I think everybody needs to get on your station and just listen to you 2 hours and just wake up. And it's unbelievable how many facts that you have. You have really changed a lot of people's lives.
Well, God bless you, sir. I appreciate your call. Listen, do you know what the responsibility is like knowing that we really reach tens of millions a week conservatively now? I just constantly think about points I need to make and I need to do a better job. And that because instead of making my ego bigger, it's had the opposite effect where it's like, wow, I feel like I'm a brain surgeon or something working on a little kid's brain. I better not screw this up. You know what I mean? It's with great power comes great responsibility. And then I just get so mad and exhausted, I kind of power through it by yelling and screaming. But, God works in mysterious ways. I just want people to know that I'm not arrogant about the power InfoWars has. In fact, it's the opposite. I'm really trying to do the best job I can, and I need your prayers. Because it's not just government and corporations that engage in dirty tricks against us. There's also a lot of people of the huge awakening that's happening, conspiracy or questioning known liars, as it really is. The awakening movement is the hottest, biggest thing, and it's only going to get bigger. And I'm the biggest thing in that, quote, genre in the world. It's really the end of the Matrix or the triumph, the conquest of the globalist. It's either the end of their system or the beginning of their true reign. And the amount of jealousy and envy and hatred of people I've tried to build up and help, because my instinct is build others up. My instinct is create new soldiers in the fight, really upsets me for humanity and is just very, very sad. But that's why those of you that know you're pure of heart and know you're good, you've got to be the leaders. Because there are so many bad people, the globalist sin, but also bad people that are opportunistic that kind of move into this awakening. As people wake up, it doesn't then mean everything else that people exposing the globalists. It doesn't mean just because the globalists are bad, it doesn't mean everybody else exposing the globalists are good. You see what I'm saying? You know, it's not like America bad, Iran good, or Iran bad, America good. It's no, people running America bad, people running Iran bad. You see, it's not. So our problem is morally we become lazy. It was a French philosopher, Victor Hugo, and statesman who said, prosperity makes monsters. Adversity makes men. I kind of butchered it. It sounds better the way he said it. He said, adversity makes men. Prosperity makes monsters. And it's true. You ever been around people that really have dangerous jobs? You ever around people that really have to know what they're doing? They're talented. They're energetic. They're, you know, they understand things. And you kind of run into people who are like lazy and they wear their laziness and they're not carrying like a suit of armor. I mean, I look and watch people and man, there's like a culture of being weak. There's a culture of being pathetic. There's a culture where you get into being stupid. You get into being jellyfish-like. You get into being decadent. And those people are the problem. In fact, I had this weird epiphany last night that as mad as I get at police because they're charged with enforcing things in a corrupt society, I admire the police because at least they go out and do something dangerous. They do go out and have the nerve to pull people over all day and to, you know, go to wrecks and see people cut up and clean up toxic waste on the road and take in stinking prisoners and go to houses where there's a I will tell you, if I was a cop working in a major city, I would probably turn into a monster very quickly. I mean, I really had this epiphany that if I was a cop, I would be a monster because I would get real sick of it real fast. I had this epiphany last night. And the police do horrible things and wrong things, but they are at the bottom rung of a rotting society. All the rotting, dripping trash is just dripping down on them. And when you dance with the devil, he don't change, you change. Let me tell you, I've turned into a really more aggressive person than I ever was before, focusing on this news. Just looking at it has made me a different person. I'm now really ranting, aren't I? Max in Utah. Max, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
How you doing? Yes.
Yeah, I had a comment about the what happened on the inside the planes and my theory of it. It goes to, if you listen to that interview with James Woods where he saw the so-called dry run.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you at 8 after next hour what really happened on 9/11 as best we know, but James Woods, the famous actor, is a key area.
Yeah, if you listen to what he says on that Bill O'Reilly interview, he said that as he was in there and then that he noticed it and everything, and then he makes a comment, he said that the way they were acting, it was so obvious that it would be obvious to even the most casual observer, that's a quote. You know, when you think about it, then I think, well, you know, if these guys were trying to carry out, a covert dry run, how could they be so incompetent that it would end up being so obvious that even the most casual observer could see it?
Well, we know why, and it's not just a theory. We know they were brought into the U.S. and protected. We've talked to the head of the U.S. Embassy in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. Who was ordered to, and his colleagues were ordered to let them into the country, even though they were listed as terrorists. They were told that's their CIA cover. Newsweek and Time admitted they were trained at U.S. military bases. The head of the Defense Language School, Colonel Butler, went public and said, the government had to do this. These guys were trained at my school, some of them. These are agents, these guys on the news. So then they told him, you're taking part in drills to see if airport security will catch you. And they do this all the time. They do this with military guys. Try to bring this bomb on the plane for America. Then they say, oh, this Green Beret wanted to blow it up. Why? The white Al-Qaeda. That guy's a Christian Baptist. See, they're the new threat. Don't take part in these drills, military and police, with the feds. Don't be idiots. Do not take part in that. Use your brain. And that's what happened. They got them on the plane. They did many of these drills. And they would get up and run around on the plane. They were told to see if the stewardesses, the flight attendants, would notice and what would happen. And then one day they got on the plane and something else happened. And that's my point. I ran up to the break and never finished my point. I wasn't bragging, hey, I kicked the guy's butts on the airplane. Anybody I know, I mean, even guys that aren't looking for a fight, will, you know, get in a fight. I mean, if a big guy pulled out a knife, a lot of men would get up and fight him. And that's what men do. I mean, if you've got, you know, 30, 40 men on board, you're going to find 10 of them. They're going to get up out of their seat and say, you put that knife up right now. And if they didn't, it'd be on. I don't believe that on four different flights, I know women that would get up and attack you. You're not going to have red-blooded men. You know, the great, 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 great grandsons of people like George Washington laying down. I don't buy any of it. So I'm going to break that down coming up. Great point. More calls straight ahead.
Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing a brand new book for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in the challenging days ahead. The Big Book of Off-the-Grid Secrets is packed with hard-hitting information on self-reliance gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, home security, and more. At 436 pages, there's simply nothing like it anywhere. Get the Big Book of Off-the-Grid Secrets by going to offthegridsecrets.com. That's offthegridsecrets.com. Secrets.com or call 800-206-4095. That's 800-206-4095. Order online and get our top 14 off-the-grid special reports free with your order. Reports like Cash Garden, how to grow all the food you'll ever need and stick to your guns, how to legally carry firearms almost anywhere, anytime, plus 12 more reports worth over $350, all free with your order. Order today at offthegridsecrets.com. That's offthegridsecrets.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on five of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE Peanut Butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in five delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials during the Preptember sale, now through September 30th. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
It seems that every time you turn on the radio or the TV, there's another commercial for a testosterone product. Do they really boost libido and performance? And which one to try? Well, there is only one T-Gen, because there is only one Chamonix, a great company with great research. Consider this. In a clinical study on T-Gen's key ingredient, free testosterone increased in all exercising men, every single one. And 85% of them reported an increase in libido and desire. But T-Gen also contains zinc, selenium, and plant sterols, vital for a healthy prostate. And it makes T-Gen a great all-around anti-aging product for any man. T-Gen means science, results, and the phenomenal customer service of Chamonix. Call to try T-Gen right now and get a free bottle with your order. 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. T-Gen comes with Chamonix's famous 90-day money-back guarantee. Just in case it doesn't work for you, you simply don't pay. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
Well, I think I see another side, maybe just another light that shines. And I look over now through the door, and I still belong to no one else. Maybe I hold you to blame for all the.
All right, I'll continue with your calls. I'll briefly, at the start of the next hour, break down what I really believe happened on 9/11 and try to hurry through them. We have two short reports. coming up by Aaron Dykes premiering here, and of course Linda West's report on the TSA and is America still a free country after 9/11, so that's coming up in the next hour. I wanted to bring Ted up in this segment and the next ahead of your calls for those patiently holding. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. I just cut this ad yesterday, but I thought I'd read it to you on air before it's even done being produced because it goes into my research. You can see the articles right here in the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, that I printed up to write this ad copy, which is pure veritas. Insider billionaire investors like George Soros and John Paulson have recently made massive moves into gold, purchasing what Bloomberg News describes as gold hoards. Soros alone doubled his holdings in one day. Russia's Vladimir Putin has doubled down on gold, increasing the country's holdings by over 100%. With $1.8 trillion under management, the bond king, Bill Gross, the world's preeminent bond fund manager at PIMCO, has warned investors of the dangers of QE3 and inflation. And what's he betting on? You guessed it, gold. Continuing here. Friends, this is Alex Jones from MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas for all my precious metals needs. Whether it's bullion you're looking for or collectibles, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This fiat Federal Reserve currency could go the way of the Deutsche Mark of the Weimar Republic anytime. In these crazy times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry, but if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's specials at the very lowest prices you'll find anywhere. Midas brokers are standing by to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237. They've got the best prices, the best service out there. There's a lot of bait and switches and people that tell you a great story, but Midas has been around for 15 years. They are the best. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Ted, we're about to go to break and just do 5 minutes with you ahead of the 9/11 calls. But here are the headlines. Paulson and Soros add gold hoard. Billionaire Soros Paulson bet big on gold. ABC News. I mean, these are the type of reports I have here. And gold is continuing to go up because now, as you said yesterday, they're not just talking about QE3. They're just saying we're just going to start calling it quantitative easing and just open the floodgates up. If that happens, what's going to happen to gold?
Well, quantitative easing is a way of saying they're going to turn on the printing presses. And what that does is it drives down the value of the currency, which gold rises. I mean, every other country in the world knows this, so they'll be buying gold and they'll be getting away from the U.S. dollar. I mean, right now, Moody's, I'm looking at a story from the street. Moody's is looking at, they're warning about dropping the rating on the AAA rating on the United States T-bills because we're just about to fall off a fiscal cliff. A lot of things that are going on right now, and I do hear the music coming, but there's just so much information going on. Gold has been up $11 again today, and you're seeing that just directly because of the fact that there's a foreigners are getting away from gold.
Yeah, stay there, Ted. We're going to come back and actually give you some time to report on this. Gold rises after U.S. credit warning knocks dollar. That's Reuters. We'll break this down straight ahead. I believe this is the beginning of a up market.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.